Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:45 British Summer Time. Today is October 7th. Well, today was a relatively quiet day when we look at when we compare it to the fireworks that we've had over the beginning of this week. We saw follow through in Asia this morning from yesterday's very positive performance on Wall Street and in Europe, with the Nikkei up over 1%, the Hang Seng was up over 2%, and as was the ASX in Australia and a number of other Asian markets. I think the Philippines broke upwards from its trading range. I think it's a 1 to 2 month trading range, and we had a generally positive tone right across the Asian region. For a moment, let's just have a look at Japan, because today's action was quite positive on a number of fronts. The number of indices that we look at, which on a daily basis I do a click through of a very large number of country indices and commodities and currencies and bonds, and the four Japanese indices that I keep an eye on a daily basis are the Nikkei, the Topix, the Second Section, and the Topix Banks Index. And all four had upper dynamics today. The Japanese market, in contrast to other markets, has been led by the small caps, and that's primarily a price to book play because the index ha it remains at, it continues to trade at below its book value. The banking sector has been particularly weak, and while we've seen that in the vast majority of countries, and there are very few examples, or sorry, very few exceptions, but the vast majority of countries' bank sectors have done really quite well and have performed more or less in line with the wider stock market, and in particularly in some of those better performing countries, the bank sector has outperformed. India is a very good example there. However, in Japan, the market has been led lower by the banking sector, and when I posted that, or when I posted a report, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, talking about the amount of cash that various banks had raised, and Asia, well, in particular, was the one region that had actually raised more than it had lost since the beginning of the credit crisis, and most of the money that's been raised has been in Japan. And the performance of the bank sector does suggest that there are problems there that are either haven't been resolved or haven't been appreciated to the extent that we've seen in a number of other banking sectors, particularly in the USA, Europe, and the UK. But getting back to today's action, we saw that the bank index had a stout upward dynamic from the lower side of its range, and it was a corresponding move on the other three indices that we watch, which does suggest that the market is finding some support. The other major influence on Japanese markets is the yen, and the yen has been reasonably strong over particularly against that US dollar over the last 6 months, but has been broadly ranging against some other currencies. That's a headwind, and the fact that it is strong against the US dollar is a headwind for the wider stock market. And interestingly, today it closed well off its lows. In fact, it was reasonably volatile today. If we do start to see the yen pushing successfully above the sort of 90 to, or the dollar pushing above the 90 to 91 or 92 yen area, that will break the 2 month very tight downtrend for the US dollar. And if we see a weaker yen, that would be a fundamental support for the wider market, so for the wider Japanese market. So with today's upward dynamic and the yen coming into an area of resistance relative to the US dollar, there is potential for something of a bounce in Japanese markets. Looking a little bit wider, we continue to see that with the US dollar broadly in consistent downtrends against a whole swathe of currencies, that the carry trade is very much in evidence, and provided that status quo remains intact, there isn't really any there's unlikely to be any major influence on the direction of stock markets. And today's action, holding the vast majority of the gains over the last 2 days, is really quite positive. And provided the progression of lower rally highs for the US dollar remains intact, or the progression of higher reaction lows for the majority of stock markets remain intact, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. When eventually those progressions are broken and the status quo that is currently evident breaks down, then we're more likely to be into a correction type phase, which is more than likely going to look like a reversion towards the mean for the majority of markets. In the meantime, gold also held the majority of its gain over the last 2 days. It went up and had a look at the $1,050 area early on in the session, but closed off its highs, although up on the day, and is currently sitting around $1,043. Silver also held its phenomenal gain yesterday and improved upon it, and closed above $17.50 in here today. Platinum is also continuing to push away from the $1,300 level and was up $7.50 today. But generally, we had a relatively positive tone on the metal markets. Nickel was up $520, and copper held the gain that it put in yesterday. The bond markets were also a bit firmer in here today, and the 30-year is closing out the day at 122.24, and the high of the day was closer to 123. We continue to see that those treasuries are holding their upward break from last week, which does suggest that increasing numbers of people are looking at the bond markets as a potential safe haven, or they're hedging against a deflationary outlook at some point in the next few months. So that is a warning signal to an extent, and the dollar today was a little bit stronger for most of the day, but gave up its advance, and the euro was only slightly weaker in here today. The Australian dollar relatively unchanged, although it closed somewhat off its high. But again, the fact is that today's markets were really relatively quiet, and the impressive moves that a number of markets have put in over the last couple of days were sustained in here today. And there has been no change to the status quo that has been developing over the last few months. The precious metals continue to look like they have further to go on the upside. Gold continues to hold above this little trading range that was centered on $1,000. It looks like it has completed another 18-month consolidation. And I did just a small number of certainly it's not part of what we do to put targets on where gold can go. And my golly, I've seen a lot of different targets, ranging from anything from $1,200 to $5,000 on gold, and that latter one really is stratospheric. But when it went from $250 to $432, that was and these are approximate figures, that was a 72% move. And $445 to $730, that was a 65% move. And $700 to $1,000 was 42%. So the three occasions on the past where gold has had these big moves following large consolidations, they have all been above 40%. And the other obvious point is that the size of the increases has been getting smaller over time. But nonetheless, the potential upside for gold as it completes another 18-month consolidation is really quite impressive. And provided the advance remains consistent, it will provide us with ample opportunity to build a position. One thing that has also been made trading gold relatively easy in these types of phases has been that the eventual end to this type of the type of move that we're anticipating has it has been capped by large downward dynamics, and really that is the type of move that would need we would need to see to question the potential upside for gold and the largely bullish case that can be made for it. The fact that we have such large amounts of debt waiting on the sidelines to be issued by a whole swathe of different governments suggests that there's going to be no shortage of bonds in the medium to longer term. And the fact that quantitative easing is quite simply a dilution of currencies, and the faith that people have in the ability of central bankers and politicians, on the one hand, to know what to do in the situation, and then to actually do it, the faith that they have is quite low, which would suggest that people are looking for a safe haven that has a solid value, and gold fits that criteria really quite well. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.